Hi, welcome to the Market Week in Review for the week ending March 8th. Tuning in from Seattle, I'm your host, McKenna Painter. On this week's episode, we will be discussing the recent rate decisions from the Bank of Canada and ECB, Powell's recent testimony, and what has been happening in China recently. Joining us today, all the way from Canada, investment strategist Bei-Chin Lin. First topic, the recent rate decisions from the Bank of Canada and ECB. Give me your thoughts.
Sure thing, McKenna. And maybe let's start with the Bank of Canada, which held their meeting earlier this week. The Bank of Canada left interest rates unchanged, which was broadly in line with expectations. When we think about where interest rates are likely to head in Canada, we do expect that later this year, the BOC will be able to cut rates. But there is a question of the exact timing as to when they will do their first rate cut. Some people had been thinking April, some people had been thinking June. From our perspective, we continue to think that the BOC is going to be very dependent on the data. And speaking of data, we will get the latest job creation numbers for Canada this Friday, March 8th. And that will be a key input in the BOC's thinking as it decides what to do with future policy moves. The BOC, before their next meeting in April, will get two more job reports and one inflation report. So they have a lot of data to work with before they need to make their next decision. The bottom line is inflation in Canada, like in many developed countries around the world, has been coming down, but inflation in Canada is not fully down to the BOC's target just yet. And they do want to be more confident that inflation is heading in the right direction before they can start cutting interest rates. And it's a similar message if we go overseas across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe. The ECB left their policy rate unchanged as well, and they signaled that they've also made good progress. In fact, in the ECB's latest report, they revised down their inflation projections for the next few years. But once again, they want to hold off a little bit and wait for more progress to have been achieved before they start cutting rates. But from our perspective on the strategy team, we think it's become more and more clear that for many developed markets around the world, be it the Fed, be it the Bank of Canada, be it the ECB, it looks increasingly likely that we will finally get interest rate cuts in 2024.
All right, next, let's talk about Powell's recent testimony in the labor markets. Give me your thoughts, Bei-Chin.
Sure. So the beginning of March is usually a pretty busy time when it comes to economic data in the U.S. We get a ton of labor market data, the most important of which is really going to be the non-farm payrolls data that shows monthly job creation in the U.S., and that's being released on Friday, March 8th. The consensus is expecting around 200,000 jobs to be created in the month of February. That would be a pretty hot pace of job creation, and if we did see job creation in line with those numbers, it would mean that we've had two solid months of job creation at the start of 2024. In terms of the impact onto Fed policy, one of the things that the Federal Reserve has been trying to do is bring the labor markets into better balance. And they have made progress. When you look at measures like the quits rate, when you look at measures such as the ratio of job openings to the number of unemployed workers, all of those indicators are showing that there's been more balance in the labor markets, but the Fed's job isn't fully complete just yet. And so it's important to watch the pace of job creation in the U.S. On the one hand, you know, the Fed wants the U.S. economy to still be strong, but if the U.S. economy is too strong, if the labor market is too strong, that can make it tougher for the Fed to achieve its objective of bringing inflation back towards target. The Fed, similar to many developed market central banks, has made a lot of great progress. Core PCE inflation in the U.S. is down to 2.5% on a six-month annualized basis, so it's getting gradually closer and closer to the Fed's 2% target, but they're not there just yet. Turning our attention to Powell's testimony, Powell testifies in front of Congress, usually in March, and his comments were pretty similar to the comments he had previously made at the January FOMC meeting, which is that, you know, the Fed wants to be very confident that inflation is on that sustained downward trajectory before they can start thinking about cutting interest rates. And today he says that he thinks that they've been getting more and more confidence and that at some point later this year, it will likely be appropriate for the Fed to start cutting rates. The exact timing, of course, will continue to be data dependent.
Well, they sure do have us on our toes. All right, finally, what's been happening with China? What are their key announcements from their two session meetings recently?
Sure. So the two sessions is one of the big parliamentary meetings in China. And as part of the two sessions, the government announced several economic policies and targets. So on the economic growth side, they announced a GDP growth target of around 5%. And if that sounds familiar to you, that's because in 2023, they had also set a GDP growth target of around 5%. But there's a key difference between this year and last year. Last year, they had an easier year-over-year comparison because 2022 economic activity was relatively subdued. This year, it's going to be harder for them to achieve that 5% growth target. And from our perspective on the strategy team, we think that the Chinese government needs to do more stimulus in order to meet that 5% growth target. Throughout the past few months, the Chinese government has been announcing more and more stimulus measures. And as part of the two sessions, the Chinese government announced the issuance of more government bonds from the central government to try to improve the financial situation of the Chinese economy and to try to take some load off of the local government. So that is a step in the right direction. But for people who were expecting mass bazooka style stimulus, we didn't get it this time. No. Now, of course, we continue to think that they are going to do more stimulus as the year progresses, but we will continue to watch to see exactly how much stimulus we get.
Wow. All right. A lot of things happening overseas. Okay. Well, thank you all for tuning in to the Market Week in Review. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Sophie Antel-Gibert, Head of Portfolio and Business Consulting at Russell Investments. If you liked what you just saw and heard, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel or check us out on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in.